Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we'll be giving you a run through of what could be moving markets in the sessions and days ahead. And it does look like being a slightly busier, certainly on the macroeconomic calendar, week ahead for traders and investors alike. It was relatively tame last week in terms of data releases and central bank updates, although notably we did get a rate cut from the Bank of England. That was heavily expected, although it was seen as a hawkish cut by many after the confirmation of votes came in. A lot of members still concerned with inflation. But markets rallied strongly into the weekend, many indices sitting at record highs or not too far off of them. So investors will be hoping to see more of the same in the days ahead. Anyway, without any further ado, I'll give us our usual daily run through of what's coming up in the next five trading days. And there's a fair amount to get through. So could be a lively one ahead for all of us. First thing, have a quick note. There was some Chinese data out over the weekend when the markets were closed. CPI data came in slightly better than expected, but PPI was worse by about 0.3%. So we might see that affect Asian markets on the Monday open. Japanese markets on Monday are closed, so that will affect liquidity a bit in the Asian session. And we do have Chinese new loans data as expected to come out at 360 billion. That's the forecast. Previous was 2.240 billion. So big numbers coming there. It'd be interesting to see what we get out of China. That's pretty much it for Monday. Not much coming out in the European session and indeed in the US session. But obviously pay attention. Traders will be keeping close eye on news-wise for any geopolitical updates, including a potential meeting later in the week between Presidents Trump and Putin, which is seen as positive, I suppose, across the globe, and hopefully might see a bit of a ceasefire in Ukraine. Things do heat up very quickly on Tuesday, though. We've got a full trading day with big data and updates out across all three trading sessions. Australian markets do focus heavily this week, and Tuesday it kicks off with the latest Reserve Bank of Australia rate decision. They are firmly expected to bring rates down by 25 basis points, but don't forget they were expected last time, they didn't. Expect plenty of moves in the Aussie dollar around that update, the statement, and the press conference that comes about an hour later. The European Open sees focus on UK markets, also a theme this week. Employment data is due out. Average earnings expected to come in at 4.7% with a claimant count at 20.8 thousand. The unemployment rate staying steady at 4.7%. We focus then moves across the channel to Germany. The ZEW economic sentiment data is out. That's expected to come in at 39.7, previously at 52.7. So a big dip there. Expect to see some moves in the euro around that update. And then the New York Open, and probably the premier event of the week, the CPI data out of the US, could have a massive impact on certainly rate cut expectations in September. That's still 38 days away before, so plenty of data to come before that meeting. Core CPI expected to show a 0.3% increase. The headline CPI month-on-month, 0.2% increase, and the year-on-year, 2.8% increase. So keep an eye on that. Anything higher than that could really rock those rate cut expectations for September. So could be plenty of volatility around that event. We do hear from Fed member Thomas Barkin in the afternoon as well. A fair few Fed members speaking this week, and given the moves that we've had and President Trump's keen interest in Fed, the FOMC, expect there to be a bit of volatility when we do hear from any Fed members, even more so than normal. On to Wednesday, Aussie markets again in focus. The quarterly wage price index expected to come out at 0.8%. It once again expect more moves in the Aussie dollar around that. Could be an interesting event, especially coming straight after the RBA. Relatively quiet for the rest of the day. Not much out in Europe. In the US, we've got the usual weekly crude oil inventories. That has been moving markets quite a bit recently. And we hear from Fed members Barkin again and Goolsbee and Bostic. So plenty of Fed members speaking, as I said, could be some volatility around those events. Thursday is a busy day again. Australian markets once again in focus. The monthly employment data coming out, expected to see a 25,000 increase last month. Unemployment rate dropping to 4.2% from 4.3%. Keep an eye on that one. Once again, busy, could be a busy week for Aussie traders this week. UK markets again in focus. A big data drop early in that London session. The big numbers really the GDP month on month, expected to show a 0.2% increase. The quarterly prelim GDP expected to show a 0.1% increase. That's down from 0.7 last time. So keep an eye on that one. A whole heap of other data coming out at the same time, including manufacturing production, industrial production and goods trade balance. But really expect those GDP numbers to dominate any moves in the pound. We move over to the New York session then, and we get the second big inflation number of the week. PPI data had moved markets a fair few times. So that could be another piece in the puzzle for the Fed. Core PPI monthly expected to show a 0.2% increase. The PPI monthly a 0.2% increase as well. The weekly unemployment claims are out at the same time, 220,000 expected there. So it could be an interesting start to the New York session on Thursday. And we hear from Fed member Thomas Barkin speaking again. He's out and about a lot this week. I think by the third time we've heard from him, we probably won't be seeing too much around anything he's got to say. On to Friday, last day of the week, and no release really from data heats coming. Big data drop in China midway through the Asian session. Industrial production probably the highlight there. That's expected year on year to show a 6% increase. Retail sales also out at the same time, year on year, 4.6% increase. Unemployment rate as well, creeping up to 5.1%. So could be some movement in the Asian markets around that Chinese data. On to Europe, not much on the event calendar. French and Italian markets are on holiday for Assumption Day, I think. So expect that to affect liquidity during that session. And a big data drop again in the US, retail sales numbers out and the Empire State Manufacturing Index shortly after the open. Retail sales expected to show a 0.5% month-on-month increase with the core retail sales number 0.3%, while the Empire State Manufacturing Index is expected to come in minus 1.2%. We're not done there. Later in the session, only an hour and a half later actually, prelim University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations numbers out. The consumer sentiment expected to come in at 62.2, so slightly higher than was before. Inflation's expectations last time 4.5%. So keep an eye on that. Once again, geopolitical updates expected to come thick and fast from Donald Trump and the US administration, particular focus on Russia and the Ukraine. But keep an eye on what's going on with India. That if a deal gets done with Russia, I suppose we could see those extra tariffs pull back on India. So could be some positive news out, but certainly volatility in the days and sessions ahead. As always, if you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know and good luck with your trading. Thank you very much.